twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Star Time. Today, the radio musical extravaganza production of My Gal Sal, starring June Haver and Victor Mature, with a brilliant supporting cast and chorus and an augmented orchestra under the direction of Alfred Newman. Each week at this time, Frigidaire brings you radio versions of Hollywood's finest motion pictures with Hollywood's greatest stars. Today, the first radio presentation of the 20th Century Fox musical, My Gal Sal. 20th Century Fox are also producers of the current Technicolor musical, The Dolly Sisters, which stars Betty Grable, John Payne, and June Haver. Now, in just a few moments, My Gal Sal. Frigidaire, the greatest name in refrigeration, is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator today. The 7 million Frigidaires built and sold are the best proof of Frigidaire's outstanding record of dependability, of lasting satisfaction. For back of every great refrigeration principle pioneered by Frigidaire, back of every exciting new Frigidaire feature, back of every exclusive Frigidaire advantage, is one all-important purpose: to keep food good to eat. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember the record of millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens. And remember, you're twice as sure with two great names, for Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. Now, My Gal Sal, starring June Haver and Victor Mature, and featuring another brilliant musical score conceived and conducted by Alfred Newman.
Ashamed of sentiment, who believe that the moonlight on the Wabash of 50 years ago was never really lost, but was forever captured in a great song. This is the story of Paul Dresser, the boy who wove the song that snared the moonlight.
Gentlemen, while Colonel Truckee circulates through the audience offering for sale Truckee's Miracle Kickapoo Indian Remedy, I will endeavor to entertain you on the banjo with a new tune of my own composition. So new, I haven't given it words or a title yet. In case you're curious, my own personal title happens to be Paul Dresser. Well, here goes.
We've made him angry, Fred.
What's the matter? Don't you like my work?
We think you play wonderfully well.
Then why the big ha-ha? Why the chatter during my act?
We thought you expected us to laugh.
Why?
Why, your suit.
What's wrong with my suit?
Well, isn't it rather loud?
I'm afraid we missed the point, Dresser, and we're sincerely sorry. As a token of our apology, won't you accept this ticket to our show at the Buffalo Theater tomorrow night?
Please do, Mr. Dresser.
Miss Sally Elliott here is the star. I'm the lucky producer, Fred Haviland.
Can you make it, Mr. Dresser?
Can I? Yes, Miss Elliott. In fact, I'll make a point of it. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
On the gay white way, invite your girly to the gay white way. It's always early for the lights are glowing, while it's glowing. There's a lot of Romeoing on the gay white way. It's so exciting that the night turns to day. And every little mystery likes a bit of mischief on the gay.
On the floor and walks over to me. Immediately, I cease his wooing the muse.
Hey, you. I wrote that song. How come you're playing it?
Quit kidding, Butch. This here song has come to me. The hit tone at the Garrick. Sally Elliott wrote it herself.
Sally Elliott?
She heard me play that in Buffalo 3 weeks ago. And now she's gone and... Where's the Garrick Theater?
I'll take you there. What'd you say your name was?
You'll find out. Come on, let's go.
accusation.
Now, Miss Elliot, all Mr. Dresser implies...
All he implies is that I stole his song. Well, Mr. Dresser, if you'd taken the trouble to investigate, you'd have found that the song hasn't been published. But we've been looking all over for you.
We want to publish the song. Your music, Sally's words.
I don't need her words. I'll write my own words.
Fine, and we'll take the song right out of the show.
All right, sir. Oh, now, wait a minute, Miss Elliot. You too, Paul. Let's make a deal. Come on, should we?
We made a deal, and all those two really needed was each other to really go places. It was no more noisy suits for Paul. Not exactly that they were the very best of friends,
you
understand?
Not exactly that we were the very best of friends, you understand. Not at first. But Paul's music had a certain hypnotic charm. So that one evening when I returned to my apartment to find Ida the maid gone and Paul Dresser at my piano. Paul, what are you doing here? Where's Ida?
Well, she was so good about letting me use the piano, I gave her the evening off. After all, it was for your song.
My song?
When it's finished.
When will that be?
There. It's finished. And it goes... As I dreamed that you would be, how near you are, just a kiss away from me. Although I know that we're on earth alone, I feel much too well. How dear you are, dearer far than I can tell. Tonight I know it must be you, or no one. So
refrigerator has a great companion in the Frigidaire electric range. For proof of its greatness, you have only to examine the radium tube heating unit. Women judge an electric range on its ability to heat fast and cook economically. and that's what makes the radium tube unit such a standout. It's ready any time at the flick of a switch. It starts heating as fast as you can wink your eye, and it's thrifty. You can choose any one of five separate cooking heats to exactly meet your cooking needs, from fast frying to slow simmer. Its flat surface allows pots and pans to sit right down square in contact with the heat. And then to assure you long, carefree service, radium tube units are built to stand jars and jolts. Even spillovers can't hurt them. So you can see why women have said the Frigidaire electric range is a great range. A worthy product of skilled makers of home appliances whose aim it is to make better things for more people for less money. Remember this when you choose a new electric range. Remember the care and skill that is behind a product is as important as what you see. And remember one thing more. You're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. We continue with the first radio production of My Gal Sal, starring Victor Mature and June Haver. Victor Mature soon may be seen in the 20th Century Fox production, My Darling Clementine, directed by John Ford. Now, Act Two of My Gal Sal.
Success follows success for Paul Dresser. Success, praise, flattery, adulation. But one night, I gave a party at Delmonico's in honor of Paul. It was a big cake with a candle for each of his song hits. But no Paul. At last, I lit the candles, one by one, without Paul. This one is for Liza Jane. I planned it for him.
Well, you know him. He's probably off somewhere composing another hit to dedicate to you.
Oh, that's right. He did say he had a new idea he was working on. Something about his home on the Wabash.
Wabash? What's a Wabash?
It's a river, Pat.
Who wants to hear a song about a river?
I do. All right.
Hey, there's Paul coming in now with a dame.
The Countess Rossini.
I know about her.
Ah, forget her. She's going to Cuba next week, so that settles that.
Except that Paul is going to Cuba, too.
Oh, no, Sally.
He admitted it. Why, he had 23 suits made for the trip.
It seems hardly enough. Boy, suppose he got tomato ketchup on all of them. No Cuba.
Yes, something like that. Fred, take me home. Paul's apartment just as easily as Paul had gotten into mine. The tailor shears were still on the table. 23 lovely suits in the closet. When I was finished, I wondered what Paul was going to do with 23 pairs of pants cut short just above the knees. Be a pole vaulter? Explore Africa? Maybe. But not Cuba with the Countess Rossini. When Paul discovered his boyishly cut trousers, he knew the answer. He got into my apartment again and slashed every dress I owned to ribbons. Wonderful. I had a witness in Ida, my maid, and he had no witnesses. Dear Paul. He looked so unhappy when I had him up before the judge for malicious destruction of property. Your Honor, I won't press charges provided the prisoner is kept in his apartment under police guard until he's written a song called The Banks of the Wabash.
I won't do it. Look, we're through. Finished.
Otherwise, Your Honor, do your worst. And that's how Paul Dresser wrote his greatest and most beautiful song, just for me. Round my Indiana homestead wave the cornfield. One thing there is missing in the picture. Without her face, it seems so incomplete. I long to see my mother in the doorway as she stood there years ago, her child to greet. Oh, the moonlight there tonight along the Wabash. From the field comes the breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamores, the candlelights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash far away. The moonlight's there tonight along the Wabash. From the field there comes the breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamores the candlelights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash far away.
Boy, I always say the public loves songs about rivers. Loves them. How about a celebration tonight? Strictly stay.
Thanks, Pat, but I've got another engagement tonight.
I love Ferris wheels, Paul. Don't you love riding on Ferris wheels?
Me? I'm crazy about Ferris wheels.
Me too. Especially this one. I like this one.
I like you.
I admire your work too, Mr. Jeff.
Sally, you know I'd never have written Wabash except for you. But we made it together. I need you, Sally. I want you to marry me.
Oh, Paul. I'll have to have until tomorrow to think it over. But the answer's going to be yes.
Now, people, believe me, this is on a dead level. When I got into my apartment that night after proposing to Sally, there sits a little gent who calls himself Raoul de Rochemont. And in behalf of the Count Rossini, he challenged me to a duel. When I refuse, he calls me a coward. Well, that's all I need. I ride back with de Rochemont to the Count's house and find a big party going on. And Countess Rossini enjoying her huge joke on me. It was just her way of making me come to her party in my honor. Well, what could I do but stay a while? It was almost morning when the Countess Rossini's carriage drew up to the hotel.
It was almost morning when the Countess Rossini's carriage drew up to the hotel. I'd gone to Paul's hotel because this was tomorrow, and I could hardly wait to tell Paul that my yes was official. I saw the Countess Rossini's carriage pull up just after my own carriage.
Thank you, Countess. That was just about the nicest duel I ever fought. Good night.
You may drive on too, driver.
Sally! Sally, wait! You don't understand, Sally! Sally! Sally!
Oh, Fred, let's not open a new show in New York. Let's open far out of town. Let's stay out as long as we can. Let's open far away. I don't care. Maybe San Francisco.
Beside the seaside, you'll see me and Marcella and a big umbrella on the beach on Sunday afternoon. There in the sun, we can hug and kiss, and we won't even miss the moon. And Marcella have a big umbrella, so it rains, starts to batter from the bar. We're alone,
all alone,
in our own
little, little
bar. Ah, hello, Miss Elliot. Great show, great show.
Hello, Wiley. But I can't listen to new music now.
Oh, but here's a novelty. No mush, no moon, no June, no spoon, maybe no tune. Well, listen, I'll sit down here and run it over for you. This is called Mr. Volunteer. You don't belong to the regulars, you're just a volunteer. You're only one in the rank and file, but
no, not my type.
It's no one's type, I guess. It's the first flop dresser ever wrote.
Did Paul Dresser write that?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, here's another by some unknown. A love song.
Oh, no, please. No love songs.
But this is just the song for you. Listen once. They called her frivolous girl. Hey, Pucker, you're sort of a girl. With a heart that was mellow, an all-round good fella was mine.
That's more like it. Who wrote that?
Oh, a fella by the name of Oscar Tigro. No, Danny O'Shea, I think.
Why? None of your tomfoolery.
Yeah, that's the fella, tomfoolery.
Will you call Fred in? I'd like him to hear this.
Yeah, Fred, he ought to be right outside. Well, look who's here. Hey, go on in, kid. I'll go someplace else. Good luck, Wabash.
Wabash?
Sally.
Paul.
I had to see you. You're my gal, Sal. And Wiley was playing it wrong. It takes two. It's a duet. We're a duet, Sally. We need each other. Here's the way it really goes, Sally. With your help.
To the supporting cast, Joe Kearns, Elliot Lewis, and Leo Cleary. The radio adaptation of My Gal Sal was written by Milton Geiger. The chorus directed by Charles Henderson. Orchestrations were by Edward Powell, and the music was supervised by Alfred Newman. The entire production was under the direction of Robert L. Redd. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week at this time with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances. Electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigerating and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories.
It was really a pleasure to be with you today, and may June Haver and I recommend that next week you tune in again to Hollywood Star Time to hear Cornell Wilde in the thrilling and romantic radio version of the 20th Century Fox picture, The Mark of Zorro. Goodbye, this is Randall Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only...